The Afghan-born American ambassador comes to the United Nations directly after serving as Washington's envoy to Iraq. He earlier served as ambassador to his native Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters on his second day at UN headquarters, Khalilzad said his priorities will include increasing the world body's engagement in Iraq, which has been limited since the 2003 terrorist attack on UN headquarters in Baghdad. He said, a lot is at stake in Iraq, not only for Iraqis, but for the entire region.
What happens in Iraq is certainly important for the Iraqis, but it's also important for the future of the region. And the future of the region of the broader Middle East, in my judgment, is the defining challenge of our time. The way Europe was for a long time the source of many of the world's security problems, unfortunately now many of the security problems of the world emanates from that region.
Khalilzad said he would also be focusing on African issues, in particular persuading Sudan to accept the so-called hybrid force of UN and African Union peacekeepers in Darfur.
We would like the government of Sudan to cooperate with the hybrid force, not only to cooperate in words, but in reality on the ground, indeed. And we'll support engagement with the government in Sudan, but also appropriate pressure as necessary to increase its incentive to do the right thing, to allow the strengthening of the forces that are there to improve the security situation. As part of a comprehensive approach to deal with the problem of Darfur.
Khalilzad succeeds former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton, who earned a reputation for combativeness as he aggressively pursued U.S. interests. Khalilzad said he too would speak out for American values, but suggested his style would be different.
I certainly, for my part, will do what I can by, as I said, engaging others, listening to them, being respectful. I believe that we don't have all the answers, and others have good ideas as well, and I will be thoughtfully listening to them. I'm a problem solver. I will not posture. I will work to resolve together differences that we have so we can advance the agenda, which is to improve the situation for the people of the world.
Khalilzad, a Muslim who holds bachelor's and master's degrees from the American University in Beirut, said Lebanon would also be among his priorities. He pledged to work with his fellow ambassadors and with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on pushing Lebanon's government to establish a tribunal in the murder of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Khalilzad's first focus, however, will be Kosovo. In only his second day on the job, he joined other Security Council ambassadors on a trip to the Balkans to determine whether to accept a UN envoy's recommendation that the Serbian province be granted independence. When a reporter asked if he had a message for the people of Kosovo, he replied, "The message is, it's time to bring this issue to closure." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.